Hello and welcome to the Bite-Sized Manga Podcast. This week we're talking about Dragon Ball Chapter 261 to 270, if you're me, Chapter 67 to 76. This week, as always, I'm joined by Hutt, arrival as it was foretold.
Hello.
Ryu, guard orientation day.
I don't even know what that means.
I don't get it either.
And I'm your host, man, as always. Let's get into the chapters.
Guard orientation day?
Remember the whole, like, one of us speaks the truth, the other only lies?
That's
okay. Guards in front of a labyrinth in the movie Labyrinth.
Yeah, no, fair enough.
That one for that joke. If you have seen Labyrinth, you just laughed. If you didn't, whoopsie!
A lot of people know the thingy anyways, the situation. Anyways.
You were saying before the podcast, you might want to...
Before the podcast started, we had to cut him off. Now we can talk. This is your time. Go.
Okay. So we were talking about, I was talking about how we have had a lot. There has been a lot happening each batch now, and there has been very little focus on Goku all of these times. It's been like some. He's said a few stuff here and there, and we've gotten like some things about how his training has been going, but you know, the focus is mostly on Vegeta and the Earthlings and Frieza, of course, but mostly those
even
two groups.
Even with how little we've seen of Goku, I have something to complain about.
Oh my god.
Oh boy, how did it matter?
Yeah. Alright.
Yep, we're back to the good old-fashioned hating, boys. Back to hating. Man. Okay, so it's not actually about Goku, it's about the narrator talking about Goku.
Mm-hmm. Could I have something to say? Talk about that as well.
He says several times, Goku trains without rest or sleep. Fucking cap. We literally see him fall
nap
asleep.
In the middle. Yeah.
Twice.
Yeah.
The second one, he was actually
the second
like
one
in
was
bed.
At the
like...
end. Sure, whatever.
Sure.
But we literally see him fall asleep in the middle. This
he
motherfucker
says,
is
says, I better rest.
Narrator.
I think.
Says, I better rest. I think. I think it's not like that. Something like that.
I think it's like. It means like a very minimal amount of rest, right?
No,
because
he
didn't.
He trained with minimal rest or sleep. He's That's not fucking true. Saying that, is he?
He's saying no rest or sleep. That's
Look,
different.
It's a very small nitpick, but I am upset about it.
Yeah, but like
I saw that. Like at first, he wasn't resting. I'm like, sure, fine, and then he fell asleep. Like. Okay.
What the fuck are we doing?
And did it just
then,
fall on the ground?
Sensu beans. Restore, I assume, besides
stamina
physical condition,
well.
Also stamina and rest. So even that would
I mean,
count
that's,
as rest.
At that point, it's at that point, it's semantics, okay? That's because the sensu beams, you don't rest from those. You get all your everything back, you know? So
I guess. But like,
look,
it does the same.
I don't give a shit
but,
about how sensu beams work. I'm upset at the narrator. This narrator is unreliable. Don't trust this man.
I guess the narrator has a slight different variation of rest or whatever.
I think this just means like we should take what the narrator says with a grain of salt.
Yeah,
it is an unreliable narrator. Even if this, so like I don't want to hear anybody use the narrator said as an argument for anything. He doesn't know what the fuck sleep is. I don't care.
Doesn't know what sleep is. All right, but something. Else the narrator was talking about was that even it was towards the later half of the chapter, but I'm just gonna bring it up now since you brought up the narrator, that Goku without realizing it is training the way that the Saiyans do, right? He's using his Saiyan limitations or his Saiyan or his Saiyan genetics. Yeah, he's using his Saiyan genetics to, you know, for his advantage. Exactly. But he was using that to his advantage.
Like getting close to death and then basically reviving himself every time.
And he's doing that as a Saiyan, which I feel like Goku is sort of, since he fully declared himself as an Earthling towards Raditz, right? Fully, it was like, I don't care if I'm a Saiyan, I'm an Earthling, right? But I feel like he's slowly, you know, kind of slowly becoming a little bit accepting of his more, you know, Saiyan side, you know?
Yeah, I mean, he didn't unknow
which. Saiyan side, right. Like, take over a bit more. We're feeling like, ooh, this guy sounds strong. I want to find more shit going on.
Yeah, right? So he's, you know, it's like he's him slowly, you know, trying to become, or not trying, he's slowly just becoming more of a Saiyan. And I feel like that's a pretty cool thing. Like, will he accept himself as a Saiyan at the end? An Earthling, or just like a fusion of both? I mean, that was the word I was looking for.
I guess maybe, but think about it this way. He's doing those things without actively knowing that he's like, oh, I am getting more butter hungry. I am more becoming a Saiyan. I am, like, more interested in fighting. I am becoming more Saiyan. Like, no, he's not thinking like that. Or the training. He doesn't know he's doing the training as a Saiyan. He is just doing what he feels like is right. And sure, that might imply that, yes, that it comes from him being a Saiyan. I do still feel like it's just Goku's character. His character might have some lineage to Saiyan.
I think it's kind of like, you know, like he has these urges or like these like instincts like that a Saiyan would. And like they've been mostly suppressed by his Earth upbringing, right? Like, that's why in early Dragon Ball we didn't see this. But now that, like, you know, essentially the itch is starting to be scratched, right? Mm. And that just, like, necessitates more of it.
Yeah. Like, but even if he's not realizing it right now, it's, like, slowly becoming, you know, more of him, right? So,
yeah
he may not realize it now, but maybe at some point, you know, maybe some point he'll realize.
He'll go full monkey?
Yeah, full monkey.
He couldn't. He doesn't have a tail. And that is completely gone because Kami removed it fully. So, otherwise, unless there's, like, another Namekian,
more going first for chaos with that, but, you know, glad to see you're taking it literally.
Yeah.
Well, no, like, KO, like, said, oh, that's an issue, let's take it away. Like, that it used to grow back.
Fine.
Don't worry about it.
I didn't get what you said then.
No worries. It's okay. Yeah. So, throwaway gag.
Yeah.
Anyway, I'm curious about this.
Wait, I have something very important to mention before we move on to the next point.
Mm-hmm.
Hutt was not wearing pants on last week's episode.
Oh my god, you're...
He's bringing it back!
I am bringing it back! This man showed up without pants!
On the job.
It was one time, no one saw anything, it's fine, okay? Just don't have the idea in your head, okay?
I vote we institute a dress code.
Dress code.
Pants must be worn at all times.
The shorts count.
I'm having shorts.
Yes, it's about to be summer.
I have shorts on right now. So, yeah.
It would be crazy if he said, I'm not wearing any pants right now. I just stood up.
That would be something.
Balls hanging. Anyway.
Dangling. Just letting the lads play.
Yes.
I'm curious about this, Ben. Because you literally recall this, like, as well, right? So, in the first chapter we read, KO, there's one panel for me, which is KO, like, explaining, like, saying the pun. That's a full color. Panel. Yeah. It's the one panel, not even full page, just one panel.
Yeah, so, like, it had a little note with, there's, like, special color panels, and this was one of them.
I kept hearing you guys say Kale, and I was like, what? But,
No, they don't exist yet.
No, not yet. Anyways... I like the fact that the Z Fighters are on Kaio's planet. Even Piccolo. So I know we knew this.
And
last...
Kami, they're both separately in the other world.
Yeah, but he's not on Kami. King Kai's.
He's not Kaio's island, but.
But
they do mention
there.
Him, which I liked.
Also, like, the implication, because Chaozu got reassembled, but there's an implication that, like, if you lose an arm in life, you don't get that shit back in the afterlife. That's just gone.
It's like Naruto.
If you're a paramedic, you just are in a wheelchair in hell or in heaven.
Wait, does that mean your arm separately gets brought to heaven?
Like when it gets cut off, it just goes away.
The soul of your arm is gone.
Yeah, or is it like a whole body thing? Because his whole body was like blown to smithereens,
and
like
the body, TikTok also?
And the body like contains the soul, right? So does it like? Do you lose your soul? It's like
it just mostly reminds me of in Fairy Tail, like the whole like magic dismantle, the dispersal, like when you have to like gather all that up back together before you can give magic back.
I'm
Remember what I'm talking about?
What when was this talked about?
It was when I forget the clan, the other clan name. I think it's Raven something.
Raventail.
Like
Raventail.
Yeah, Raventail. Like the one of them, like dismantled the I forget his name. Like the third like leader of Fairy Tail, like his magic, his gigantification magic. And they had to like get it back. It was Geralt. Or that got it back, I think.
Jalal got it back with the staff. Yeah, right. Yeah, I remember now.
That's the funny translation.
Jalal.
I see what you mean. Or, you know, in Naruto, this is spoiler, so I'm not gonna. Things transpired, and a certain character lost both their arms, and they still didn't have their arms when they were dead. So, in the afterlife.
Yeah. I should remember this. I really. Oh no, got it. Got you. Anyway.
What a relation.
Anyway.
No, I still love Piccolo just lying. Like Piccolo was like, "Yeah, we're not gonna go after them."
Yeah. Also,
I'm gonna go after them.
Also, no King Kai can like read. Should be able to read people's minds. Do you think he just didn't? Because he was like too stressed about other stuff, or did he actually believe Piccolo, or what do you think?
I mean, because it's like active. It's active to.
Remember. Oh yeah, true, right? True.
Like so, they go like, hold on, let me do this. They don't just go, I already know. They go, let me do it. Let me read your mind. Guru does that as well. Super Kami Guru. And so like he does that, but he has to be like, wait, let me do this. So like I would say that he didn't do it. He didn't actively go for it, so it didn't work.
That's fair. Yeah. That's fair. Anyways, Piccolo being like, okay, we'll just team up on this motherfucker, you know. Me, you, 1, 2, 3, you know, same thing we did against Raditz, you know? Just run it back again.
A fool, Nelson.
Yeah. And Tien is like, okay, you know, I can't follow the same training regime as Goku, so I'll have to train myself from the basics and put my own spin on things so I can surpass.
I like that. Also, yeah. it makes more sense because, like, if you think about it, like, this training regimen only made Goku strong enough to fight Vegeta in the Saiyan saga.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, that's not gonna fucking cut it here, right?
Vegeta's like twice as strong as he was then, because he like almost died twice after that. At this point now, there's still the thing of Freezer being like 4 times as strong as Vegeta is even now. I call him Freezer because it's the drink, which is funny.
Or the you know the thing where
appliance.
Yeah,
that's the word you're looking for. Yeah. Anyway, so yeah.
My arch nemesis, Cool Box!
Let's get the Cool Box. Which one? The colder or the cold one? Yeah. The fridge is still a thing.
Yeah, I love this. I love this.
Sam.
Okay, so I've tried to bring this up twice. I'm going now.
Yeah, okay.
So Goku at some point, like whilst he's talking to the dead guys, he says like, man, like this is all because I let Frieza go and like didn't let Krillin kill him, or not Frieza, Vegeta.
Vegeta, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and so is this like Goku showing remorse for like having let him go? Does he think he should have killed him, or is he like, oh shit?
I think it's regret for putting his friends in danger. Like he didn't know this at the time. Well, he did know Vegeta was dangerous, right? But he thought he would always be there, right? To like offset this, no? But
yeah.
Now he put his friends in the situation, and he's not there to remedy the situation. So I think Goku is maybe like regretting that fact a little bit of, you know, not letting Krillin kill Vegeta.
Okay.
That's my take on it, at least.
Well, fair. Like I feel like he's like. Essentially just like I think he is like thinking about it a little bit, like maybe I should have. I don't know. I don't think he's reached a conclusion on that.
But... Yeah, that's what I'm thinking, like a little. He's regretting it a little bit, but it's not
Is fully. That like he's on the train? It hasn't reached the station yet.
Yeah,
I think
exactly.
He's doubting his actions, but he's not sure in what way he should doubt them.
It's like, on the yeah.
Yeah.
It's on the hell train. It just hasn't got. Okay, I'm gonna.
But you continue reading and then make that joke, huh?
Okay, I will. Anyway,
getting spoiled.
Listen, it looked real. Anyways, can we just talk about Vegeta getting his ass handed to him? You know, getting humble.
I had a note in here that said Vegeta's running a gauntlet this arc badly.
Yeah, it went well the first two times. You know,
and then he got clapped, and then he came back, and that was good.
Yeah.
But, like, is he gonna get clapped? If he gets clapped again, then this is, like, the fucking most hilarious gauntlet of all time.
Yep.
I mean, but Freezer is like, bound to, like, beat his ass up, right? Like,
yeah, well, like, imagine this, right? Like, you're like, oh, can this character run the gauntlet? Well, if he dies twice, it comes back. Like, come on! This is so fucking hilarious. This is objectively funny.
It is.
I mean, the thing is, they're helping his training because they keep bringing him alive. They keep reviving Vegeta.
This is
like, he didn't back on the planet Frieza.
Frieza knew this shit and didn't care because, like, Frieza can just do that and it's fine. But, like, Zarbon just didn't know about it. It was like, oh, we'll just heal him. It's fine. I'll clap him again. And then it's like, well, here's the thing, Zarbon.
Come on. You didn't read the pamphlet, Zarbon.
It says here in my Saiyan guidebook.
This is DBZA.
Yeah.
Yeah. Anyways.
You didn't notice, but that's been like six. We've referenced this like six times already. This single episode.
Yeah.
That's wild.
Like, I love the idea that we're going to watch DBZA after this. And you're going to go, oh my God.
That's what you were talking about.
Like, me and Hunt, I think me especially, I have like zero self-control on this. I've watched DBZA so many times. I was just reading through this, and I just hear the DBZA lines, but there's one, like, sentence that is repeated throughout DBZA during this section of the story. We can't say it. Don't say it. But I have it continuously. Like, they haven't said it. They haven't said it yet, and I know they will at some point. But it keeps being repeated in DBZA, and it hasn't happened yet, but every time that guy opens his fucking mouth, I hear it. I'm like, he's gonna say it. He's done it. My God, he's done
bro,
it.
Bro, I think Ben has voice in his head, bro.
The voices in my head is DBZA Vegeta.
Instead of Nappa, it's Vegeta, you know.
It's weird.
Anyways, So Vegeta did.
Sarban.
It went well against Kui at first. He decimated Kui without breaking a sweat. He decimated Dodoria without breaking a sweat. He was like, 2 for 2. Can we go 3 for 3, you know? Now, no. You know, going for Zarbon was like, no. I mean, base Zarbon.
Base Zarbon was surprised. Zarbon. Like, he was genuinely surprised by, like, Vegeta's speed and, like, strength.
Yeah. I like the way we're being drip-fed, information about Frieza. Like it that is another reason why Frieza is such an imposing threat in this arc, because we are never really shown anything directly. We hear all of the knowledge we have about Frieza is from secondary characters.
Mm-hmm.
So like Dodoria told us that Frieza feared a Saiyan uprising, right? He feared the Saiyan strength. Then we got Zarbon letting us know that Frieza can transform.
Mm-hmm.
Like every minion that we've had is like drip feeding us information about Frieza, well, which is building up.
The one that didn't was the one guy that Vegeta blew up.
Kui.
Like right from no, the other one. Like at the end, like
Dodoria.
What?
Robot's
Apu.
Minion.
Apu.
Yeah.
Apple.
Oh.
He was trying to inject this man with some science. God damn it!
Like not.
Also,
nice.
Like, he was like, "Oh, you think I'll reawake in an hour?" Fuck you.
Also, yeah,
like, that was also like big brain time Vegeta, by the way.
Yeah.
Vegeta's been big brain so far, bro. He's like, alright.
That's why he has a like giant forehead. It's just all brain.
Yeah. But the way he was just, okay, and now they're gone. Blast this. Blast the hold so they think I've escaped. circle back around to the Dragon Balls, and it's like, okay, wait, I can't throw the Dragon Balls out yet. They'll know where I am. Okay, but like, hey, Frieza, I'm over here, bitch! They blast the hole, and then he just chucks the Dragon Balls, and it's like, I can't go by
himself.
And yeah, this is like, I can't go by air. They'll see me, so let him just swim, bro. Easy, just whoosh.
He is so fucking smart in a pinch, actually.
Yeah,
yeah.
That was all on the fly, like, was bro. That was quick.
Yeah. Also, I was talking about like Zarbon Vegeta fight. I need to mention like Frieza like just wanting to bitch slap Zarbon.
Mm-hmm.
Like throughout this, like him treating his like very capable minion from what we've seen at this point, he had just clapped Vegeta
mm-hmm.
as just like disposable and just like that he will kill him without a second thought. Just another like instance of great villain writing. Like this villain, like this very capable minion that we've seen clap the strongest person on the planet at this point, barring like strongest person on the planet for the. Good guy, not the Frieza Force. Mm-hmm. He's not good. He's the Massacre of the Villains, not mm-hmm. the Frieza Force. And just treating him like a disposable minion, and like if he doesn't do shit, keep like pleasing him in the way, then he'll just get rid of him, and it won't matter to him. It just shows again how imposing Frieza is, and that is like what has been done the by far the best in this arc.
Mm-hmm.
Like the build up for Frieza has been. Phenomenal, and that's not like that build up has been very nice. I like a little bit of like more mad build up, in my opinion, is King Kai,
mm-hmm.
Being like, Goku, don't go near Frieza, you can't fucking beat him. That's more like overt of what we're talking about, and it's more mad because it goes against all this very subtle, very, very well done like build up. So mm-hmm. I'm kind of sad that that's happening, but like. I guess it doesn't take away from the good slow build up. It's just something on the side because the Goku story is very much running parallel to what we're doing. So it's like it's just two different tracks, and it's a way to catch Goku up on it without having to do all the good writing. So like it doesn't bother me that much, but I wanted to have mentioned it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
I would have been. It would have been so much. Yeah, I can go.
I did not like King Kai being like, or Kaioken.
Kaioken is the Kaio. Technique.
That's a move, yeah.
Just Kaio being like, hey, don't fight him. Like,
he's like, too strong. I'm like, you're doing so well.
What's the point of this? Like,
yeah.
He's like needy. And it's like, if anything, he should be like Kaio. Or Kaio should be like, hey, Goku, you got this. Use Kaioken, like, ten times, I guess. Like he says himself later on.
Like,
use all you can. Like, get rid of this giantly universal threat. Not even universal, above that. Like, crazy.
I think it has to do with... King Kai, like, governs that quadrant of the galaxy. Like, he governs, you know, everything, right? Or the universe.
Lord of Worlds,
so,
yeah.
So, it's probably exactly that. That's why he knows how terrifying Frieza is. And knows that someone like Goku at this stage doesn't have a chance, which is probably why.
I think you're right, but like when we're looking at the actual text and like what is written, and you compare that to how it's been built up on Namek itself, it's night and day writing.
Yeah,
it's night and day. Like I've been outlining through these last couple of chapters, like every instance of like, ooh, this sets up Frieza, this sets up this sets up that. Right, mm-hmm. Like I've been trying to keep track of all these points, and when it is like actually like good writing, or at least like writing that I enjoy. Obviously, good writing is, but there are guidelines. But like when all these like subtle nuanced pieces of like build up, I'm like, that's fucking sick, and then you just go super overt and over the top with it, and I'm like.
Yeah, it's just used as a way to like inform Goku, if anything, right?
Yeah, it's narrative shorthand, and sometimes that's necessary, like especially in this section to keep the pace in it. But that goes at the cost of other things.
Yeah, but it's pretty difficult to keep the main character informed when he's like isolated away from all the action.
To be fair, like this did make me think, like Goku being there about just like what space represents in these types of media, because space is a vacuum. It's super fucking empty, and the isolation that characters just experience when being in space, when being on a spaceship, when traveling through space, is unlike anything else. Like, you can't replicate that in any other way, and it's really just like the only way for like sci-fi stories to get characters in that isolated of a position. Like, for example, like, we're all One Piece fans. One Piece uses the delay of information, like how hard it is to get information to its like benefit, for like characters being uninformed and acting like without that information, and that making them act differently, and that's interesting. That's something that like you can only get in sci-fi stories because of how connected everything is. When they're cut off fully in space, right? Mm-hmm. But then, you know, you have King Kai using his like telekinesis. No,
I guess.
Mind
telepathy.
I mean,
telepathy.
Yeah.
Using his telepathy to kind of like cut through that, and there's something interesting in there that I can't word properly right now.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know. It's strange. It's weird how they set up exactly.
But, mm-hmm.
Like, the stream of information in itself is already not that great. There's things like, we don't know Zarbon's race. Like, Zarbon, very interesting. Like, a Yuke's human is a lizard people, I guess. We don't know. Like, say a human besides the tail. Maybe Zarbon had a tail too. Or something along those lines. That he just hides within his armor. Or within below his cape. We don't know. Like, there's things that are just interesting. Like, does his transformation have a specific activation as well? Like, the moonlight?
Also, can we talk about how quickly? Nah, I think it's just on command. Do we see how quickly transforms? Just like, whomp, whomp,
transform. Hand, yeah, he's there. Yeah.
Yeah, so that's the quickest transformation we've seen so far. It's just like, one page, he's normal, second, now I'm transformed.
Like, even the Saiyans.
I wanted to note one thing. Chapter 264, first mention of Super Saiyan.
Not yeah. first mention of...
Not first, but... Not first, they talked about first. Super Saiyan talking about Gohan when they were in
on the way to Earth.
Vegeta was going down to Earth.
Oh, right, yeah, okay. I probably noted it down in my notes up as well. And first mention of Super Saiyan in the song.
Yeah. Or didn't... No? Frieza... Or was it later?
Afterwards.
Yeah, okay, yeah.
I distinctly put this down as the first one.
Yeah, okay, yeah, that makes sense. Also, can we talk about like the whole Grand Elder part?
It's all downhill from here.
Yeah,
and he hits his peak, and he's still weaker than Vegeta.
And he's still Earthling. He's still Earthling. But the funny thing is, like, he is so eluded with power, which. Like all humans, goes blind. He doesn't realize his strength and like that he should still hide.
Yeah, it was drunk on power, bro. That was
he was it's drunk actually, on
like. If we read into this a little bit, this is very interesting because Krillin, like, he fucks up the second he forgets his best feat, which is humility.
Yeah, yeah.
Because
that's crazy. That's true, well, you're an English teacher.
Yeah, like I know.
I am wearing a shirt that says "Read, man." I don't know. I don't know if I can talk to you.
I feel like
can't make the delegations.
I feel like that's directed towards me, but you know.
That's a general message to the public. Read,
man. Yeah, but that's pretty cool. Now I forgot what I was gonna mention.
But like, I was gonna ask, like, what do you guys think about that?
Oh.
What do you guys think about, like, Krillin just, like, basically getting all of his dormant limitation? Like, he's at his limit now, genuinely. At least that's what it feels like to me.
He still can't do anything. Fucking wild.
Yeah. It feels useless. I mean, yeah, he's stronger. He'll help out a little bit more than he would have if he didn't. But... still not there.
I think this is fucking depressing.
It really is.
Like, it's essentially confirming that Krillin won't be of any use throughout the rest of the series, maybe, but, like, definitely this arc.
Mm-hmm.
Like, at least he won't be of use in battle, but...
Krillin has always shown that he has other ways to be useful,
exactly.
Right?
He's not useful in the way of strength. He's more useful in the way of tactful thinking and doing
stuff.
Yeah,
I guess this just puts him in that, like, role. Like,
yeah.
Puts him, like, you're not going to be able to fight. You have tactician. The prerequisite amount of power to be here, but not to, like, be on the battlefield.
Like, yeah.
He has
like a
to
Destiny.
Be
Let's
the tactics guy.
Yeah,
like
let's
Destiny,
be real though.
You mean a certain power level, but you're not good enough to do actual damage.
Yeah. But let's be real though. Krillin is like the best support.
He's a good tactician. He's very much a good tactician.
Yeah.
He knows what to do. He knows how to use terrain effectively.
Mm-hmm. He knows what to do in what situations and stuff, which
he
is.
He thinks. Actually thinks.
Bonkin.
Mm-hmm. Which.
He uses his bald hat to reflect the sun like Tien does.
Is that how they do the solar flare, bro? That's
no, Goku used it.
Solar flare!
Goku used it, so no. But it's a funny thought to have.
True.
Oh, that's why it's their technique. But, the ball does.
Yeah.
It's more effective. I remember what I was wanted to say about Elder Skuru. He mentioned the fused part, the fused sum of Piccolo and Kami.
And, yeah.
What was his name?
Like you mean the guard Neil?
No,
Kami was a prodigy, like because he could create dragon balls. Mm-hmm. And
oh, you're part of the dragon clan.
I'm trying to mention that, like, Guru said, like, oh, if only they fused together, then like they would have been strong enough to complete their life in a natural way. So
yeah,
he's saying that they would have, like, they would be stronger.
Yeah, he said he had that, you know, splitting themselves halved their prodigious, you know, abilities. So it was halved already. And that's what, you know, brought upon their downfall. And so he said if they had fused, they could have, you know, prevented that downfall.
Yeah. Also, Katas, I think you're looking for. Katas.
Yeah, that's what it was.
Katas, yeah. Katas.
What?
The name,
part of the name,
name
of Katatsuri, or meaning snail.
That was just the parents' name, right?
Oh yeah, that might have been the parents. Instead of the whole thing, the parents' name was.
Prodigy of the Dragon Clan, I think, is what it's.
Yeah,
it was a prodigy of the Dragon Clan, a child of Katatsuri.
Yeah.
Anyway,
Vegeta kicked the kid.
Nothing new. He's probably done that several times. So.
More child abuse.
Mm. I need an adult.
I am an adult.
And then Vegeta gets duped. Vegeta and his unyielding rage.
Mm-hmm.
His face is stretched to so. What the fuck?
Vegeta had this perfect plan. You know, he got 5 of the Dragon Balls for Frieza, which was the biggest hurdle. You know, he got the 6th one from Krillin. He's like, I have already hit the last one. I have every single Dragon Ball. You know what? I'll just let you live, you know, just because I'm in a good
mood. I'm in a good mood.
Yeah, I'm having a good time, you know. So, sure. Give me the Dragon Ball, I'll let you live. Then he just flies the other direction. He meets the kid. He's like, oh, you're Goku's kid. Yeah, the Kakarot's kid.
Fuck you, kicks him.
Yeah. Lend him this message. Knees him.
If this was like a Spider-Man 3-esque run, he'd be whistling.
Yeah.
He'd be whistling, just like dancing. Hey, I'm a good time.
Yeah, okay. Exactly.
Okay.
And then it's like he had the Dragon Ball. He even got the Kakarot's kid. Mwah, amazing. He's like, oh, let me just find the last Dragon Ball. Where is it?
That wasn't the clock, bro.
Which, at that point, when his perfect plan falls apart, that's when he's pissed. Like, rage we've never seen before. So, you know, I get it. I get why his face is so elongated, bro.
Yep. Reminds me of that fucking meme image of, like, Kakarot with, like, against the camera just looking down.
know. With the Prowler theme, yeah.
Yeah.
I heard that when you said that.
I fucking hear it as well. It's wild. Okay, yeah, I wanted to say something which I find ironic. Maybe it's a good nod. Gohan is holding the 4-star Dragon Ball.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking too.
Oh, shit, I didn't notice that.
Yeah, which I love that. It's a reference back to the start where Goku had the 4-star and Gohan on his head had the 4-star as well.
Yeah,
like, it's just linked to the 4-star, man.
Yeah,
and it's the old Gohan. Like, it referenced back to Goku's grandpa.
Mm-hmm. And it's the only Dragon Ball they have. It's the safest, which, you know, it's pretty cool.
Yeah. Fun. Fun reference.
Yep.
Also, I want to mention, like, Bulma still sucks. The second we get into the gourd, like, the second they have to leave, she's, like, complaining again.
I mean, to be fair, would you like to be left alone on a planet where everything potentially can kill you and you have no one to protect you? You know.
Hey, I signed up for the mission myself.
No, you signed up for a peaceful endeavor to collect the Dragon Balls, not whatever this is.
Yes, because going through the unknown vacuum of space is so safe.
Yeah.
Also, she knew that at least she thought maybe she was the only last Saiyan, sure. But she knew he was alive.
She knew.
He probably would have taken an army back. Namekian. They still knew about the planet. They still knew about the balls being there. They still figured, like, Vegeta might be the last Saiyan.
Look,
but
Bulma's a scientist. If as a scientist, you're exploring space,
you should think of every
technology that you've just discovered, and you're going to an unknown planet, unknown galaxy, unknown everything, and you don't think that maybe there might be danger out there. You are not a scientist. You are a crackpot fucking moron.
She's the daughter of an inventor. She's not really a scientist. I wouldn't call her a scientist. I don't even know if she finished high school, for God's sake. Might have gotten blown up by Piccolo.
I remember she went to high school. She was going to high school with Yamcha.
But back when she was with Yamcha,
yeah. Also, can we just talk about
how... her dad at least is a doctor.
Yeah.
Yeah. He's a doctorate in probably engineering or, like, computer robotics or something.
Regardless,
like,
that. Like, he definitely is a scientist.
Yeah, but he's probably... but he hasn't gone to space.
I mean, wouldn't it be more of an inventor than a scientist?
He's got the PhD. Hey, he didn't go to college to be called Mister and not a scientist, you know?
Mm-hmm. I mean, you can still be a doctor and still be a inventor.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but those are like, you can be both.
True.
Exactly. That's true. That's true.
You can be both. Like, he invents things, but he's also still a scientist. Would you say engineers are scientists?
No.
Why?
Because they only make shit. They don't science shit.
Why is that not science, though?
I mean, they're not really like... I mean, science in my brain is always like, you discover new shit. Like, biologists are scientists because they discover new life. Chemists discover... They use elements to make new mixtures. They make new... whatever the fuck, gases.
But, like, I would say that a scientist is just somebody who, like, uses the scientific method to discover things. Like, you can discover things or just make things. Like, using the scientific method makes you a scientist.
I guess. Like, engineer in my brain is just someone that just makes stuff. Like, they make, I don't know, robots. They make...
I mean, like, you say just make. Like, it's not... It's still
very not that easy. Yeah, fair enough. Yeah,
still use scientific method. Like, there's still research papers being made. There's still, like, documentation about shit. Like, There's a lot of stuff that, like, scientists have to do as well.
Yeah, makes sense.
Like, your definition of science. So I argue engineers are scientists, but that I see your point. Partially because I'm an engineer. I want to be able to call myself a scientist.
You're more science. You better be a scientist.
Oh, shit, I gotta get the doctor.
Oh, fuck. Yeah.
So, I have a Dragon Ball question, okay?
What?
Mm-hmm.
How dare you?
In this podcast?
Do you think that Krillin would have a different reaction to Vegeta wanting the Dragon Ball if he didn't already know that Gohan had the last ball instead of Vegeta having the last ball?
I don't think he would give it up.
No. Like Krillin acted upon like wanting to live, right? Like he acted more of like, hey, I don't want to die, but just not handing over the ball. So I'm not gonna beat him. Like, I think Krillin has always been on the survivor mentality. Like, I want to live more than anything. Sure, I want to save as much as I can, as many people as I can, and save my friends, but I don't want to fucking die. So, but he didn't know that the Grand Edo was gonna die in a few days. So he knew he hadn't had much time. So this is probably the last use of the Dragon Balls ever, at least on this planet. I don't know.
Wouldn't it be really funny if there was like just another planet with other Dragon Balls that just nobody knows about? Because there's no like logical line for them to follow yet.
Namek 2.
No. It's just like in another like backwater place like Earth. It's just like fucking Verneon 9 over there has got like Dragon Balls and they're all powerful.
The planet savior.
I mean, who knows? Maybe there were other you know, Namekian migrates during the drought.
I'd love that. That would be fucking cool.
That'd be cool, yeah.
Get to see some albino Namekians.
I mean, if anything, the elder, like, all the show, like, all the elders, all the other Namekians that are on the planet now are all the elder's children. But the elder is a Dragon Ball clan, I assume? So in theory...
Kami could have, like, repopulate Earth with Namekians?
I guess.
Put Namekians on Earth as well?
I guess, but does he he doesn't really have a reason to, so.
I guess not.
I mean, in theory, Piccolo could make the balls. They're technically the same person, just either halves.
I guess.
Or do we fuse them back together and then. Well, I don't know.
It seems like Kami inherited more like the magic aspect while Crew.
Piccolo needs more physical aspect. But Piccolo was also old at the start.
Yeah,
when we met old Piccolo. Like when we met actual Piccolo at the start.
Demon old Piccolo.
That, and then like he became young, almost died because of Goku. Made last year's effort because Piccolo Junior. So even now, like I'm confused if Piccolo Junior could fuse with.
The natural life cycle of a Namekian is multi-classing.
It's wild.
They multi-class from warrior to warrior wizard.
It's wild, bro.
Sounds about right.
But is there anything else that we want to mention?
Yes, Vegeta is a dirty fighter. He fights. He's like, okay, he'll be off guard. I'll use that. I'll get dirt in his eyes, which he did, and he just generally takes advantage of. The area around them, but I also thought it was pretty clever that whenever Zarbon and Vegeta landed on the ground, he landed near Krillin and Bulma so he could keep an extra eye on them so they didn't get away. I thought it was pretty cool.
I mean, Vegeta is smart. I wanted to mention one thing. What do you guys think about like Gohan and Krillin like boosting at the end, like being dumb?
I don't think it was more. Being dumb, I think it was more they're being impatient and they don't even have much time because Guru is dying.
Guru's gonna die. That's what they're working with. They've been working on the assumption that Vegeta has other things going on in his life because he's been very busy recently and they've seen him fly about. They've been feeling his ki this entire time and have been feeling him go from
They've been able to track it all the time.
I mean, I feel like Vegeta right now can surprise Ki enough to the point that he doesn't.
I think that's why they don't realize at this point. I think they're just like, oh, he's far enough away. It doesn't matter. They can't feel him anymore. So, now they can go. And, Vegeta's literally been lying in wait. He's just been like, fuck it, I'll wait.
He's been sitting on a ball, just plotting.
Literally.
Like, I think. They skipped 4 days ahead because they were still flying. They were like, oh, we've slow already flying. Used. Yeah, they were still flying, and they said that we've already used like 4 days to on this journey. And Vegeta's just been lying in wait for those 4 days, being like, I'm gonna wait till they slip up, and then I'm gonna catch up. Also, Vegeta's, like, a lot better now at sensing and suppressing his own ki than he was, like, a few chapters ago.
Yeah, he's got a lot of fucking practice.
Yeah, he really has.
Because Zarbon, I think, like, the dying in Zarbon and coming back, and then also doing the whole killing Zarbon, I feel like that's helped him a lot with sensing it, and then also suppressing it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so
even Vegeta, if they can't sense it.
Vegeta's really become efficient, so he really is like a prodigy at this.
I mean, yeah, he really was. It was the planet Vegeta's prodigy, of son of Vegeta.
Yeah, and it really shows. That's pretty cool. It's like he's the elite Saiyan, and he's like
Vegeta's prodigy.
Yeah.
Yes.
I saw you thinking that. I saw your eyes like go off around.
Because I was trying to track to make sure that was a logical sentence, because it's Planus Vegeta's, King's Vegeta's, Vegeta, the characters, prodigy.
Yeah.
Also,
what if Vegeta gets a son named Junior? He's also a prodigy.
Also.
He would be dead anyway.
Exactly. One thing I also want to mention is,
be quick.
One, Frieza has now called for reinforcements. He is called
for the Power Rangers.
Yeah, the Ginyu Force. He wants them to arrive in no less than 5 days. And Vegeta has already accounted for that. He's like, okay, he's probably going to bring reinforcements. Take them about 3 or 4 days to get the scouters over here. So, like, I guess there are perks with being with Frieza's army, because he, like, knows where the different Frieza planets are located. That's pretty cool.
Vegeta's just smart. He knows a lot.
Yeah. And Goku is just using his last day to just rest the whole day, the day and a half. Good. So he's like, stop training, now it's all about the rest. Which is really cool.
He got to 100, though, which I said last episode he would.
Yep. And that's really cool because he's using Master Roshi's principle of, like,
yep, make sure to rest.
Yep, the turtle hermit way. So he's
which is not what the narrator wants him to do. The narrator is my biggest op right now.
Fuck the narrator. All my homies hate the narrator.
Yeah.
Anyways, with that, we're going to end off today's episode. If you have anything else, fucking write it down. We're saving it for next week. Go to end off today's episode. Well, next week we'll be back for chapters 271 to 280, or for me, 77 to 6. No, 86. 80. My brain, it's working. It's not working. Kind of working. Anyways, with that, we say goodbye to Ryu.
Later.
Do what?
Please.
I'll bring it. We'll see you next week. Goodbye, everybody.
Bye.
Bye.